You're listening to Inside Agriculture. On Wednesday's edition of Farm Talk, Mick talked with the author of Poor Will's Almanac and got a winter weather outlook and also talked about how things look for the spring.
Not just more than 50, 60, 70 years ago, all we had was almanacs, going way back to the days of Ben Franklin. So are almanacs still a valuable tool to predict the weather? Let's find out from a guy who writes one, Poor Will's Almanac, Will Felker. How are you doing today, Will?
I am cold like you are there. But, of course, it's supposed to be cold because the almanac, Poor Will's Almanac at any rate, said it was going to be cold. So what can you expect?
Yes. So why are we in this little cold snap here, Will?
You know, almanac forecasting is ancient art, as you suggested at the beginning there, in recording the regular cycles of heat and cold related to low and high pressure that cross any given particular area. And I have looked at these cycles for 30 years and have developed a system to estimate when they're going to come through. For example, this period of cold that we're in right now is typical of the December 15th, give or take a few days, cold front area, which really brings in early winter almost every year. And when we combine that cycle, which is generally due right around this time, with the influence of the moon, you get nasty weather. It's mean.
But the weather service is maybe not calling on such dire conditions for us here. They've got huge supercomputers and government data that goes back and to, you know, decades, century or more, and they give hour by hour forecasts on TV now. And you're saying you're maybe a little more accurate, or is almanac forecasting just different?
Well, it's just different, and it uses a whole different set of suppositions. And I think it's best for long-range forecasts rather than for what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, for example, I was just looking at the government forecast for this winter, and it says that, now listen to this, that there is equal chances for below, near, or above average temperatures in the northern plains. Now, that's gibberish, right?
Yeah.
Well, it could be cold, or it could be warm, and maybe it'd be average.
And for all of that, they've got a 50% chance of being half right, then.
I know, that's a good deal. But, and now, if you look at the Old Farmer, which is the famous almanac, I hate to mention it on the air, but anyway, they've got a really cold forecast, but they're not telling you why. If you think about it, January, February, March, and April, if you look at the moon's position, those are going to be nasty. It's full moon and perigee. The term that people use nowadays is supermoon. Mm-hmm. And the supermoon bring high tides to the coastal areas, and it accentuates the cold fronts that are due around this period. Now, in January, there's a January 10th cold front that's due, and the moon is going to make that worse. In February, the second week of February almost always brings a bad cold front. This year, it's going to be worse. The same thing in March. Look for a blizzard the second week of March. In April, look for frost and rains that'll probably delay planting.
Again, that's Will Felker of the Poor Will's Almanac. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.